Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk, training camp style. Team WWL includes the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL analyst and college football analyst, Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. So before we get to some of the injury news and transactions for the Saints, Jameis Winston did not practice today. We got clarification, fellas, on the tweak, because that's not a medical term. He sprained his right foot, and Dennis Allen kind of felt like, hey, it's not going to be that big of a deal. He's going to miss a couple days of practice, and he's not going to play this Saturday in a preseason game, which I think
he wasn't going to play anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
exactly
what I thought.
Exactly.
He wasn't going to play.
Yeah, so no shocking news from that. We'll get into some observations, but the Saints making a couple of roster moves. DeMarco Jackson has been put on injured reserve. Unspecified injury. Also, Bryce Thompson went down today in practice with
right in front of us.
Yep.
And
that
leg injury.
And
he looked
bad. He was in a lot of pain.
That looked bad. It really did.
We don't know the injury. It's a lower leg injury, but he was writhing on the ground on the inline. And pain. And Bobby, you and I were talking about this, what he's thinking about, what's going through his head at that particular moment.
Oh, it's like, and you think, oh, he's not thinking like this. Yes, he is. I know how players, and when you get injured and you know it's significant, all you're thinking about, boy, you put in all this hard work and you're getting ready for the season. And now you're thinking as far as 2023. You know, it's coming through your mind. You're on the ground, you're in pain, you're thinking like, oh, 8 months to a year, like whatever it might be, like rehab. And that's your life. It's your whole life, like rehab. And that's all, you know, you focus on. Because it's hard to come back from a significant injury because you're not being a normal citizen. You're trying to play in the NFL and how you got to be able to run. And that's one of his wheels. Like, you got a flat tire and you got no spare around.
That's so, his money.
Yeah, exactly.
His legs are his money.
And he was a guy who had a great chance, I think to make the team.
He had a shot. Yep. I think it was either going to be him or Justin Evans.
Yeah. And Justin Evans is one that, you know, four-year veteran out of A&M. You can see the reps he's taken. And then it could have came down to how they contribute on special teams. But, boy, just bad luck for Bryce Thompson. I think him and when they on social media, like, are interacting about how many followers, he was – like buddies that like Juwan Johnson.
Yeah.
I remember,
yeah.
You know, having that.
I think that was a TikTok discussion between the two of us.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So, but, man, you saw
hate to see him go down in practice. It's
you
terrible.
Saw it immediately and that kind of holla. And then he grabs the back of his right ankle.
Yeah, you know, we had a wealth of players. You know, fans might say, like, look at the text, who is Bryce Thompson? No, we had a wealth of talent on the back end of secondary and all the depth. And it's like, man, guys can get cut on this team and be picked up by another team because you can't keep them all. But, no, he's an NFL player.
No question.
It's just a shame.
It's a freak. It was a freak way. His feet got tangled. Was it Marquez Callaway he was covering? I think it was.
Yeah.
And their feet got tangled up one-on-ones.
And he just fell awkwardly. It's all that's happened. He fell awkwardly to the ground. It happened, like I said, right in front of us.
And they had to get the cart whenever they get the cart.
Yeah, and again, I hate to see it. That's one thing to go down in a game. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to go down in a damn practice. But again, you got to get better. You got to get better. But man, you hate to see it.
What I think about when I see that is, as a player, I would imagine you're going, gosh, all this work that I did in the offseason, gone in a blink of an eye. Gone.
Yeah, now you got to start over. No, it's literally like you starting over. It's like all of a sudden, Jameis Winston's thinking of the season, but when he blew out his knee and he knew it was probably serious, no, he's thinking, okay, how long is it going to take me to get back and all the rehab and the hours you got to put in? But that's NFL lifestyle, so.
Bobby Hebert,
and they're well compensated.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, we are just getting started. Bobby's notebook is next here on WWL. Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. The trio, three of us, sat down with Paulson Adebo, Saints defensive back in his second year, having a really good camp. You'll hear that in the 7 o'clock hour. Time now for Bobby's notebook, brought to you by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train. Bobby, I know you took copious notes today.
Oh, yeah, I take, I don't know, that's a big word. I just take a lot of notes, so, yeah. But
that's what copious means.
I know, Chris, I'll mess with you. But, you know, you bring up Paulson Adebo. I think Paulson Adebo, now his practice, not in the game. We all know what he did. And, he answered the bell all 17 games last year. I'm telling you, he would be not only Pro Bowl, I've said this, but all pro. The one thing he has to do better, put up numbers, because the other players in general around the nation, they look at these numbers, get more interceptions.
INTs.
Because he's going to get the passes defended. Yeah. He's going to be outstanding. He's a good tackler. But he had an opportunity today. It was like a one-on-one. The coverage was outstanding. I think he ate up Traquan Smith on a deep ball. And it seems like, I don't know, he used to be a receiver at Stanford at one time.
And he was a receiver all through high school.
Yeah, I mean, he had his one hand on it. I thought he could have made an interception. That's the only thing where he needs to maybe improve on and take away the football.
But
he's unbelievable.
We've had the officials out of practice the last 2 days. Some people were wondering if Paulson Adebo might be too handsy, if you will. But he hasn't been flagged too much, right?
No, they not him.
He got called once.
Yeah,
today.
Once, and then they got somebody else in the secondary. But
that Alante.
Alante Taylor. Called. So, that's good. They welcome the officials to see how they're going to call it. I thought in those one-on-one drills, he had like, whenever he's targeted, it seems like he's coming out with catches. Aesop Winston, he had that one-handed catch. So that's something to look for in the preseason if he's called upon, to return punts and what he does and his route running. He's a guy that they develop, when you look at it. 1 year, he's going into second year now out of Washington State. 6 foot, basically 190. And you look at that Rashid Shaheed, who's a wide receiver return specialist, well, he's 6 foot 180. So you're basically looking at the same body types. If ever they know what they have in Deontay Hardy. So I could see one of those guys back there, even maybe Callaway, get an opportunity as a punt returner. Looking at, again, he's been making plays, given an opportunity and putting days in a row. Tony Jones Jr., taking notes on him. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to come about the running back rotation for the preseason game. Who's going to get those opportunities? Tony Jones Jr., Abram Smith, Azigbo, Malcolm Brown. Those are the guys that, if they have 8 carries in a game, they better make the best of those 8 carries to really pop and show for the coaches and come out there. I thought Dixon, Juwan Dixon, he made a nice – he beat the new cornerback, Jordan Brown, who's now number 38. And he makes plays. Anytime Dixon's – the ball's been in his direction, when he gets targeted, he catches it. That would have been about a 40-yard play for me and Book. I thought they did a team period where I thought Malcolm Roach had a couple of good run fits, run stuffs where he was at. I thought overall good – overall day for the run defense. The one better play by Tony Jones Jr., and you see this play, we do this with Kamara, where you fake a toss and you go, it's like misdirection, and then it's an option pitch where the defensive end, they're trying to break containment and end up getting a big run. That would have been about an 8-yard gain. I thought the pass of the day was in a 2 minute now. Boy, it'd be a shame if you make this type of play and it doesn't count because the interior lineman jumped off sides. But I still counted it because it was such a pretty ball and catch by Traquan. It was versus zone. It had been about a plus 30-yard gain, Dalton to Smith. Looking at, like you said, the officials, I think they're going to throw the flag, whether it's defensive backs or you jump off sides. Yeah, you got to be more disciplined. I thought that had been a bang-bang Troutman. You know, Marcus May.
Yeah,
I mean, but you can't really – I would say in old days, he probably wouldn't have came down with that ball, but you can't really, you know, kill
– Can't go high on a guy.
Yeah, you can't drill the receiver. So that would have been – that was a nice play. That would have been a 30-yard gain. I thought we did an outstanding job today from an offensive standpoint on the screen plays. Again, Tony Jones Jr., you know, we've been getting a pretty good pass rush. So how you slow down a pass rush, you run screen plays. And I thought our defense had to do a little better job adjusting on screen plays. But the one to Tony Jones Jr., that had been legit, you know, 15-yard on that two-minute offense on that screen play. And even Dalton scrambled for, like, a five-yard gain. Then he was in, and then we taking notes on him. Then he was able to hit Kirk Merritt for a five-yard touchdown. So I'd say they finally got in the end zone. That was the first time they were able to get in the end zone on 2 minute versatile defense. You know, usually when that was Drew Brees, let's say we did that drill 10 times, Drew would probably win for sure 5 out of 10, if not 6 out of 10, 50-50. Right now I'm hoping our offense can win 2 out of 10. You know, they won one. But our defense is way ahead. So that's good for our two-minute defense. We've got to get a little bit better on that two-minute offense. I thought Ian Book did a fine job given the opportunity, the reps. He had a hit Kwon Baker, who's going to be suspended. you know, that's a developmental guy. But he had a couple of catches. Kwon looks like a guy that said you want to keep around and keep developing, but more like a practice squad. Jaren Jackson on back-to-back plays.
Back-to-back.
The big Air Force guy getting a couple of sacks. So that was big time. I thought, like, yeah, Book hit Esau Winston, plus 20. But then kills 2 minutes. Holden offense on the offensive line. So that you know, that just shoots the two-minute offense right there.
That'll lose you a game.
Right, then Azigbo had a chance on the screen. He had a chance. I think Book maybe threw a little too hard. But Azigbo end up dropping the screen. But a lot of good work out there. Michael Thomas, you can write this every day. It's the same song and dance. He don't look like he ever got hurt. He looks like he's ready to roll. Now, I don't know if he's going to set NFL records, but he looks like that 90 to 100 catch guy for sure. And getting open. You know, you just don't want to always force feed him. But, you know, Drew used to lean upon him. I could see Jameis Winston or Andy Dalton leaning on Michael Thomas and making him make the quarterback look good.
You think you look at the three young receivers in Deshaun Dixon and Kirk Merritt, Esau Winston, and every day they're making a play.
Right, and, right.
Or two or three.
You're taking notes on him.
And,
yeah.
But Deshaun's built a little different. He's a bigger, taller guy.
Knows how to use his body, though.
He's a contested catch guy because all his career he's had people around him. I mean, I watched him at Nichols all that time, and it was never one-on-one. He always had people around him, at least double covered, and at times there were three guys around him.
You know, but
and
Mike,
he come up with
but
the
Mike,
catch.
But, Mike, what do you say right now? Because, again, you can put cut guys and you put them on the practice squad, but – he has not done enough to beat out Kirk Merritt.
I think Kirk has had the better camp.
Yeah, and I don't know if Kirk Merritt will even, you know,
the thing with Kirk is, what else can he do? Can he be a return guy? No, I saw him at Destrehan. He was a great return man. He played running back. He played receiver.
And a nice size, like 6'1", 215.
He's built really more like a running back than he's built like a receiver. And so I'm interested to watch Kirk. I do think that the 2 years in Miami with the Dolphins have helped him.
Right,
that
right.
He understands the game.
To make an NFL team or what it's going to take the competition.
And we talked about the interior play because I watched that. And it's hard to see, you know, off to the side. You can sort of see a guy, because I noticed him a couple weeks back when we first started, like Lewis Kidd. And it's hard to see a lineman until they play in a game. But I can see one thing with Kidd. Okay, I watched him, and he was a left tackle, right guard. So he's versatile, like Calamente was on this team. But it's his ability to bend a knees and not at the waist. You watch a lot of these linemen, they're bending at the waist. No, you
and
want
he's 6 foot six.
And so, he's 6'6", he gets low. And so he's got leverage on you. And the fact that he's played left tackle, right tackle in college, and, you know, Zach told me, hey, Mike, that guy can play. Because when I spotted him and I talked to Zach, he was like, yeah, I saw you were watching. It's his ability to get low and bend his knees. You don't see that a lot from a rookie tackle. I see even Trevor Penning today. He bends a lot from the waist, not so much from the knees. But it's now three different practices in the last week. And Jordan Jackson from Air Force. And it's his length. He stays low with the block. And it's a Pete Jenkins move. It's a pow with the left hand, and he moves the guy with his right arm, and he gets in. He'd have had a sack. He just didn't grab the quarterback. He's basically inches away from him, and, you know, he sort of backs off, and the quarterback makes the throw. But he's getting a lot of interior pressure, and Malcolm Roach is another guy that worked with Jenkins, and Pete told me this. Malcolm has made such great improvement in his ability to get under the pads of a lineman and move him around. Now, remember at Texas, he played stand-up defensive end, put his hand in the ground as a defensive end. He was a 4-3 defensive tackle. They've moved him around. He's strictly now an interior player, and we see the growth in Malcolm Roach as a player.
Well, you look at
this time last year, Mike and Bobby, you guys were talking about, we were talking about the receiving core and just how different it is now.
Oh, well, give me a healthy Michael Thomas and Jarvis.
Yeah, but Marquez Callaway was their number one.
No, it's like the top three last year is 4, 5, and 6 now. So that's
and what Olave is going to do with breaking coverage off the top.
Right,
last year, man, if I'm playing the Saints, I got that safety right in the box, and I'm saying, okay, I dare you to throw it deep downfield.
And you got a guy like Jameis who could do that.
One, I don't think your offensive line can protect you, and I think that's still the biggest question mark on this team.
Well, and,
it's going to free up the running game.
But now Olave being able to take that safety and haul tail downfield, you're going to have to respect that and hopefully get that average over 4.
Well, and
you can't stay at 3-7.
Mike, you bring Jordan Jackson. Same body type as Cam Jordan.
Very similar.
They're both 6'4". They're both like 290-ish. You know, so and Cam saying, you know, I'm looking at how tall we are on the length, the wingspan and all that with the defensive ends. So I'll be interested to see what Jordan Jackson does in the game against the Texans. Also, you look along the offensive line, and they've made giant strides. Two guys, and you know what they're going to do in the game, blocking the Texans, going against the Packers, would be like Landon Young.
Yep.
Who Landon Young right now? He's really improved. And, boy, you know, when he got a chance to go in a real game, then he got hurt. But Landon Young's right now, he's behind Ramczyk. That's where they got him penciled in.
And he's taking 90% of the reps.
Right, right. And then you got Throgmorton. See what he does. 6'5", 210, and you got Landon Young, 6'7", 320. There's some big boys out there.
There's some prototypes along their defensive and offensive lines. They're clearly checking the boxes.
The other thing, too, is to watch for Nick Martin because, okay, I don't want this to happen. But if something happens to Eric McCoy, you want a guy that's been there, done that.
And not wanting to put, I think too much on Cesar Ruiz's plate.
Correct.
Like, just play guard. Don't even worry about center.
But Landon Young is a guy that, at Kentucky, it was a weird protection scheme. It was almost a clap, clap.
RPOs. They don't do that.
They're not doing that in the NFL.
The Cardinals might, but nobody, and not most of the teams.
And so he had to learn different pass blocking setups and leverage. And you see Zach working with him a lot. and with Lewis Kidd, you know, and Throckmorton. And Throckmorton, the great thing about him is he can play five across the board. Man, listen, there ain't a lot of cats walking this world that can do that.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottillier, Christian Garrick, this is Sports Talk. That's a wrap for Bobby's notebook. This is Saints Radio, WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk, Mike Dottillier, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. We'll get to some sound from training camp in a few moments, brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. But Bobby's got a trade proposal, Mike, so let's hear it, Bobby.
Well, it's a trade proposal because it's in the news. I mean, obviously, you know, national news, and because he said he wants out, and probably, you know, obviously all players want to get paid. But Roquan Smith, you know, he's going in his fifth year at Georgia, so he's young. You know, he was a first-round draft pick with the Bears, so still have a lot left in the tank. I'm telling you, I think he's as good as DeMario Davis. I think if he was on this team alongside DeMario Davis, we might have the best duo of linebackers in the whole NFL. What? Yes, that's what I think. Now, you got to give up something to get something. So I would think that you make these phone calls behind the scenes. You might never find out about it. But that's really when you try to be solid across the board. What have we talked about? Okay, still we don't know until they produce the tight end position on offense. And I would say the depth we have at linebacker, and also we hope Pete Werner works out. But, I mean, what if you had, listen, as much as we like Kwon Alexander, Roquan Smith is way better than Kwon Alexander. Roquan Smith's one of the best in the league. So I would say, but you got to give up something to get something. So all of a sudden, okay, what would the Bears be interested in? Not that they're interested, but, you know, when you can get young guys to work out. Because everybody can't get paid. Okay, C.D. Deuce. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson wants to get paid. You know, there's no greater fan with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson than me. Come on, I'm always stroking C.D. Deuce. But again,
you got a shirt with C.D. Deuce on.
Yeah, you might have to give up something to get something. So I don't know, make a phone call, Mickey, to the Bears. Say, okay, we'll give you C.D. Deuce. Then I don't know enough about to say what draft picks maybe you give up for Roquan. But
they don't have a first.
But no, but I'm just saying, I don't know what the Bears would be answering like in the future as far as that. But as players, we have enough DBs, and I think when I say enough DBs, I think they have enough confidence right now. He hasn't even played yet. Alante Taylor, they don't have to pay Alante Taylor. Now they might one day have to pay him, like they have to pay Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in the future. But I think Alante Taylor is going to surprise some people. And so if you lost Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I think we'd be all right, okay? And I like a C.D. Deuce, again.
What's your trepidation about paying him?
Well, I think sometimes off the field, he's kind of crazy, like Junior Gallet. I mean, you got to watch who you pay for, you know, because once you pay him.
Well, to be fair, he hasn't hit anybody with a belt.
No, hadn't anything with a belt, but you never know when he's going to snap. I mean, who knows? I mean, I mean, just look at his rap video. Just look at the verbiage in that. I mean, it's kind of – he's an outstanding rapper. I mean, I look like a professional rapper, not just a pro football player, but just look at that. Man, I want to get paid and all that. I'm just saying if you –
So are you more worried that because he's got a label, he's got a record label, that maybe he'll focus too much on rap?
No, he's not focused on rap. He got all this guaranteed money, and then – basically, you're not telling me what to do, kind of approach. And Alante Taylor would seem like would be a better soldier, if that makes sense. And it's nothing, because Chauncey Gardner-Johnson can play. Everybody will want Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in their team. You want players sometimes that are out of control. But then when you pay them a lot of money, you better watch what you wish for if one day they would go in a different direction. And he loves football. I think Alante Taylor, just talking with him, he loves football. You look at maybe the depth we have, like, on the defensive line. I don't know. What do you think? Kentavious Street can work out? Look at Malcolm Roach, how well he's playing. We got David Onyemata. I don't know. Throw Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Shai Tuttle. You know, because now they don't have Akeem Hicks. Akeem Hicks is now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I don't even know what the Bears have in the interior. I'm just saying I would not be surprised one bit. Because you make those phone calls, and the public never finds out about it, that Mickey Loomis is maybe inquiring about a guy like Roquan Smith. because I'm talking about a player that's as good as DeMario Double D. And you know what I think about DeMario Davis? If you put them side by side, I think it'd be the best duo of linebackers in the NFL. Now, I don't know how you make that happen. That's Mickey's job. It's not my job.
Okay, so the proposal is what?
Listen, yeah. If I'm the Bears, one, I'm going to work this out with Roquan.
They have to, Mike.
You got to, because it looks as though you would be tanking if you traded him
off.
We're
totally rebuilding.
But there's no way I'm taking Shy Tuttle, you know, and CD Deuce for Roquan Smith.
But no, that's
why I'm not taking that deal.
But it might be a three-player deal. It might be
Hold on.
And I would be willing to pay CD Deuce, I think, in that 9 to 10 area.
Yeah, but what if he wants to get paid?
I don't know what he's asking for. Yeah. But I'd be willing to pay him that because I think he loves the game. I really think he loves the game.
I agree with that.
I think the way we structured, though, right now, okay, let's just say we live in a fantasy world. We play fantasy football. We live in a fantasy world. If you put where our defense is at right now, and you put Roquan Smith alongside DeMario Davis, is a better option than having our defense right now with CeeDee Deuce. CeeDee Deuce ain't good as is great, but he ain't as good as Roquan Smith. He's not.
What's the trade proposal?
I don't know. I said I'm living in a fantasy. That's not my job.
The Bears would want a ton.
Yeah, I don't know that, but
that's why I think they're not going to deal him. I understand Roquan's frustration. He sees a bad football team around him. Listen, Bob, you were a former player. You know when you're on a bad team,
and he knows he's good,
and he knows how good he is as a player. Randy Mueller and I talked about this. Randy was like, "He's to me, if I was running the Bears, untouchable."
He can run like a deer. You know, you know, like Kawhi Alexander can run. Roquan is even on a different level. He's just more productive. And, you know, the Bears, you know who don't want that to happen? So, man, how y'all want me to do good, that being Justin Fields, the quarterback? How y'all getting rid of all our good players? Right,
Bob, just think if we were doing Sports Talk in Chicago and they deal off Roquan.
Oh, they would say we've given up.
You better lock the doors, man. Yeah, listen, it would be bad.
Thinking of the future.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, Christian Garrick. Sports Talk continues here on WWL. Bobby's playing fantasy football, and not the typical fantasy football.
Mike was talking at the break, bringing up more interesting tidbits. He's like 8 years younger than DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis is 33. He's like 25, 26. I mean, okay, think about that. He's not only a Pro Bowler. He made 2 seasons All-Pro. That son of a gun would start off for every team and be a star.
No, he would be a star
on every NFL team, this Roquan. So I don't know. Come on, Mickey, let's get this done.
I don't know. The Saints don't have the assets. They're going to want to draft him.
Yeah, whenever we think they don't have the assets, Mickey can work some miracles. He's like the man behind the curtain. He's the wizard.
Just hope that he don't end up in Atlanta. Because you think about it.
No, you want him.
That's the case. Where he went to school.
University of Georgia. Yeah, you want him on your team.
You want him on your team. You don't want to play against him twice a year.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's in the business of trying to get the top draft pick they can get.
But
I would never, if that opportunity came up, and it didn't have to break the bank from a personnel standpoint, I would make every move to get
him. Man, we'd be in the win now mode even more. With Roquan, he's going to be around. He's 8 years younger than DeMario Davis, and we really didn't pay DeMario. DeMario Davis is handsomely paid.
And Pete Werner's getting rookie money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. To me, now.
But you spent a second-round draft pick on Pete Werner.
Well, he might be part of the deal you'd have to give up.
Give? Hell yes.
Bobby's
we're just fueling the fire here.
Any minute, my phone's going to ring.
How old is Pete Werner right now? How old do you think he is?
I would say 24.
25?
Okay, Roquan's 25. They're the same age. And this guy's all pro. Pete Werner's trying to make it. I want to contribute and be a starter. I'm trying to be that guy alongside DeMario Davis.
Now you see why
you get him
play.
Alongside. You talk to Honey Badger or any of them, what they think of Roquan Smith.
Now you see why people play fantasy. football.
Yeah. A different kind of fantasy that the Cannon's living in right now.
No, I'm just like, all I know is he's not happy with the Bears. And
but what makes him happy?
Money.
Money. And Ms. Gayle wouldn't mind paying him. If he brings
us. So now you're spending her money.
Yeah, a step closer to win a Super Bowl.
Don't let nobody try to spend your money, though.
Now, if we didn't have, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be as optimistic about this because look at all the depth we have in the nickel, in the slot, outside the corner, the safeties, because we got Alante Taylor. Maybe I'm counting on Alante Taylor too much, but look, we count on Paulson Adebo. He had never played. Look where he's at. I'm telling you, this is the difference. To take out defense, not only top 10, to be top 3 if not number 1. You had this cat.
I still think they're going to be very good on defense.
Yeah,
Bobby.
They're going to be very good. I'm talking
Man,
about being,
give me a starting offensive guard instead.
Being the best of the best. I want Roquan Smith.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.